Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be talking about the role of engagement in animal health and veterinary hiring and the role of empowerment in retention. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
So, Stacy, what prompted you to tackle this topic today?
Well, I wanted to discuss this because engagement and empowerment are like the 1-2 punch of successful animal health and veterinary hiring and retention. Hiring and retaining employees is difficult in this current job market, especially in these fields. So employers need every advantage they can get. Engaging candidates effectively is how you can hire top talent, and empowering those candidates once they become employees is how you retain them.
So when you say retain them for how long? What length of time denotes successful retaining of an employee? Because as we've discussed before on the podcast, no one stays at the same company for 50 years and then retires with a gold watch.
Right. That doesn't happen anymore, or at the very least, it doesn't happen very often. Retaining a top employee for a matter of years has to be considered a win-win for an organization. And that's because some professionals are changing jobs every 18 months to 2 years. And this is especially the case for the members of the younger generations.
You mean millennials and Generation Z?
Yes, that's right. So if organizations are focused on engagement and empowerment, they're more likely to hire the candidates they want to hire and retain the employees they want to retain.
Okay, great. So where would you like to start with engagement, I imagine?
Yes. So in the animal health industry and veterinary profession, engagement is not just a buzzword. It's a cornerstone of successful hiring. Engaged employees are more likely to be passionate about their work, committed to the organization's mission, and ultimately they contribute to a positive and collaborative workplace culture. In an industry where dedication to the well-being of animals is paramount, having engaged team members is essential.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, let's break down the hiring process. How can organizations integrate engagement into their recruiting and hiring strategy?
Well, one key aspect is ensuring that the entire hiring process reflects the values and mission of the organization. And this begins with the job description. It should not only outline the responsibilities and qualifications, but also convey the organization's commitment to animal welfare and the overall well-being of the community they serve. This sets the stage for attracting candidates who align with these values.
So it starts with the job description. Well, okay, so what's the next step in fostering engagement during recruiting and hiring?
Well, another crucial step is the interview process. Organizations should strive to create an environment where candidates feel comfortable expressing their passion for animals and their dedication to the field. Behavioral-based questions that assess not only technical skills, but also a candidate's alignment with the organization's values can provide valuable insights.
That's a great point. The interview is a pivotal moment in the hiring process. Now, once a candidate is selected, how can organizations maintain engagement during the onboarding phase?
Well, as we've discussed before on multiple occasions, onboarding is a critical time to solidify a new employee's connection to the organization. It's more than just paperwork and orientation. Organizations should provide a comprehensive introduction to their culture, their values, and the impact they make in the animal health or veterinary space. This can include mentorship programs, introductions to key team members, and opportunities for the new hire to witness the organization's work firsthand.
So onboarding is not just about the technical aspects, but also about integrating the new hire into the organization's culture. Stacy, haven't you devoted an entire podcast episode to the topic of onboarding?
Yes, I did. So that would be episode number 41, why onboarding is critical when hiring top talent.
Yes, that's right. I encourage the members of our listening audience to check out that episode as well. But now I'd like to take a moment and talk about the role of an animal health or veterinary recruiter or search consultant with all of this.
You know that I love to talk about recruiting.
Yes, I do. In such specialized fields like the animal health industry and veterinary profession, finding the right talent can be challenging. How can recruiters or executive search consultants contribute to the engagement aspect of the hiring process?
Well, executive recruiters play a critical role in aligning candidates with organizations that share their values. It's not just about matching skills and qualifications. It's about understanding the candidate's passion for their career. Executive search consultants can help animal health companies identify and hire top candidates who not only have the technical expertise, but who also possess a dedication and enthusiasm that will contribute to a positive and engaged workforce.
So it's about more than just skills. It's about aligning values and passion. Now, for animal health companies looking to engage with a recruiter, what should they consider in the selection process?
Choosing the right animal health recruiter is a strategic decision. Organizations should look for consultants with a deep understanding of the animal health industry and veterinary profession. Experience matters. A consultant with a track record of successful placements in this field are more likely to understand the unique challenges and requirements. In addition, a search consultant who values communication and collaboration can work more effectively as a partner in the hiring process.
So Stacy, I know we're going to talk about empowerment now, but engagement is still also a factor for organizations in terms of their current employees, is that right?
Correct. Engagement is part of empowerment. In order to empower an employee, you first have to engage them. In fact, an employer should always be actively engaging its employees in some fashion.
Stacy, is employee development part of that engagement?
Yes. In the animal health industry and veterinary profession, ongoing learning is critical. Organizations should invest in professional development opportunities for their employees, whether it's continuing education, workshops, or conferences. This not only enhances the skills of the workforce, but it also demonstrates the organization's commitment to the growth and success of its team members.
I can see how continuous learning is definitely a key factor in employee engagement. Now, let's touch on something important, workplace culture. How can organizations cultivate a positive culture that fosters engagement in the animal health industry and veterinary profession?
Well, workplace culture is the heartbeat of an organization, and creating a positive and inclusive culture is vital. This involves transparent communication, recognition of achievements, and fostering a collaborative and supportive environment. When employees feel valued and connected to their colleagues, they are more likely to be engaged and committed to the organization's mission.
Well, let's switch gears to empowerment. As we've just been discussing, an organization must engage both job candidates and current employees. When you engage employees, you retain them. However, when you both engage and empower them, you stand an even better chance of retaining them. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And let's look at the difference like this. So engagement will help an organization retain its top employees. Empowerment will help an organization both retain its top employees and convince them to advance with the organization through promotions.
Kind of like a succession plan.
Exactly, like a succession plan. You can't create an effective succession plan unless you're engaging and empowering your employees.
So where would you like to start with the topic of empowerment?
Well, the foundation of empowerment lies in effective leadership. Leaders need to create a culture of trust and open communication. When employees feel heard and supported, they are more likely to contribute their best work and stay loyal to the organization.
So trust and open communication are key. Now, how can leaders provide tangible opportunities for empowerment, especially in a field where technical skills are so crucial?
Well, one powerful way is through professional development opportunities. organizations should invest in continuous learning for their employees. This can include workshops, conferences, and certifications. Not only does this enhance technical skills, but it also communicates to employees that the organization is invested in their growth and success.
So continuous learning is a win-win. Employees gain new skills, and organizations benefit from a more skilled workforce. Got it. Now let's talk about mentorship. How does mentorship contribute to employee empowerment?
Well, mentorship is a game changer. Pairing experienced professionals with those newer to the field provides guidance, support, and a sense of belonging. It empowers employees by giving them access to valuable insights and networks. In the animal health industry and veterinary profession, where the passion for the work is a driving force, mentorship can be particularly impactful.
Now, empowerment is not just about individual growth. It's also about fostering a sense of ownership. How can organizations encourage employees to take ownership of their roles?
Well, ownership comes from autonomy. Leaders should delegate responsibilities, allowing employees to make decisions and take the lead on projects. This not only empowers individuals, but also fosters a sense of pride and accountability. When employees feel their contributions matter and that they have the authority to make a difference, they are more likely to stay committed to the organization.
Autonomy is a powerful motivator. Now let's talk about recognition. How does acknowledgement and appreciation play into the empowerment equation?
Well, recognition is crucial for employee morale. Acknowledging a job well done, whether through formal recognition programs or simple expressions of gratitude, reinforces to employees that their efforts are valued. Feeling appreciated is a powerful motivator, and empowered employees are more likely to go above and beyond in their roles.
Absolutely. Recognition is a simple yet effective way to boost morale. Now, how can organizations support the mental and emotional well-being of their employees as part of their empowerment strategy? Mental health is an extremely relevant topic in the animal health industry and veterinary profession.
Yes, this is a vital aspect. Organizations need to prioritize the well-being of their employees. This includes offering mental health resources, creating a supportive work environment, and fostering a culture where individuals feel comfortable discussing their challenges. When employees feel supported in their mental and emotional well-being, they're more likely to stay with an organization that values their holistic health.
Okay, now I'm going to ask a question similar to the one that I asked earlier. How can an animal health or veterinary recruiter contribute to ensuring that organizations find and retain top talent through empowerment? I know we discussed recruiters and engagement earlier and how search consultants can help, but what about empowerment? It seems as though the degree of difficulty might be higher.
Well, once again, it all comes down to the right fit. Although we're not talking about a fit in terms of technical skills or experience, in this case, we're talking about a fit in terms of core values and culture. That's because a person is more likely to feel empowered in their job if their employer has the same core values and offers a supportive company culture. As a result, by understanding an organization's culture and the aspirations of the candidates, recruiters can facilitate matches that are more likely to result in long-term retention.
Well, Stacy, we are just about out of time today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up today's podcast episode?
Yeah, I want to say that using a recruiter is an investment in an organization's animal health or veterinary hiring and retention success. Yes, there is often a cost for using a recruiter, but in a candidate-driven market, organizations should expect to receive a substantial return on that investment down the road. As we've discussed previously, recruiters bring expertise and industry knowledge to the table. Their understanding of the market, the specific skills required for various roles, and the current trends in hiring make them invaluable assets. By leveraging this knowledge, recruiters can efficiently navigate the competitive landscape, ensuring that the company gains access to the best talent available. And time is of the essence in the fast-paced business world, and a recruiter can significantly expedite the hiring process. Their networks and resources allow them to identify qualified candidates quickly, reducing the time to fill positions. And this agility is crucial in securing top talent before competitors do, ultimately benefiting the company's productivity and competitiveness. Investing in a recruiter is an investment in the company's brand reputation as well. A recruiter acts as the first point of contact for potential candidates, and a positive experience with the recruitment process reflects well on the company. This positive impression can enhance the employer brand, making it more attractive to top talent in the long run. It really can be a win-win situation for everyone involved.
Now, Stacey, before we close today's podcast episode, how can members of our listening audience contact you, especially if they're looking if they are an employer looking to hire?
Well, you can visit the Vet Recruiter website at thevetrecruiter.com, and you can see a description of all of the services that we offer, plus the steps involved in our recruiting process. We have many testimonials from our clients and candidates who can attest to the value that the Vet Recruiter has provided over the years. I would recommend navigating to the Contact Us section in the main navigation. You can also give us a call, send us a text or email. Our contact information is posted on the vetrecruiter.com website. If you are an animal health industry employer, we would be happy to discuss your hiring needs. If you are an animal health industry professional or a veterinarian, send us your resume so we can keep your qualifications in mind for our current and future searches.
Like Stacey said, if you are an animal health industry employer needing to find top animal health professionals, reach out to Stacey at the Vet Recruiter. If you are a veterinary practice or other organization needing to hire a veterinarian, the Vet Recruiter can help you find a veterinarian. Stacey, thank you so much for joining us today and for all of this great information about why change is an opportunity for growth in your animal health or veterinary career.
It's been my pleasure, Caleb, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.